Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center, part of Intentional Life Media. I am Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Steven and our team, and we're talking marriage today. Listen, God's intention, because we're intentional living, God's intention for you and your marriage is that you would experience peace, shared purpose, shared vision, freedom, intimacy, love, and closeness in your marriage. Now, it may come and go at times, and you struggle like we all do. We all struggle, good days, bad days. So it's not about honeymoon every day, because there's some days that just don't feel like a honeymoon, all right? And that's just a reality. But I'll tell you what, if you're not experiencing that on an ongoing basis, we are here to help you today, to encourage you and love you and show you that intentional living in Christ is the only way that we believe that a Christian person will ever experience those kinds of things in any relationship, including marriage. And so if you have, if you want to join me, maybe you have a question today, something you just want to get some feedback, you want to get some input, I'd love to talk to you and share with you a little bit. We're a community. We're here together for these 28 minutes live from our center in Tucson, Arizona on a cloudy day, but still pretty nice. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. You ready? Let's go. We got callers who have left questions, people I've talked to, and your call coming in as well. 888-888-1717. Jennifer, let's get going.
My name is Connie. I'm calling from Waterford, Michigan, and I am a God-fearing Christian, and so is my husband, but he has a terrible gambling problem, and it's not good. So I just wanted to know if you could help me with that. I have nobody to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Connie. Connie talked. She left that as a question on my storyline here, a question line. And I go out to you, and I want to tell you something. You're not alone, Connie. 46% of people under 35 have bet sports gambling. Staggering. The National Council on Problem Gambling estimate between 1 and 2% of the entire population at some point will have a significant problem with gambling in their life. I did the math. That's over 3 or 4 or 5 million people in this country alone that will have a problem with gambling. It's terrible. And I feel for you and for your husband, the fact that you have no one to talk to. There is a phone number for any listening today, and if you're struggling with gambling or a gambler, and you want to get some help, 1-800-GAMBLER apparently is a hotline. You can talk to someone, maybe for you even, Connie. You could call and talk to them and get some input. But just a couple of things I want to say to any kind of an addiction. This really what it is. It can be any kind of addiction in our life. I think Satan camps in addictions. He loves to get us sidetracked with addictions. It could be to food. It could be to sex. It could be to gambling. It could be to relationships. I mean, come on. It can be any number of things where it shoots off the things in our brain that cause us to want to come back and get more and more and more. I was commenting before the show to the team here. It's kind of like the woodpecker and the tree. Boom, 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 right? Of course, ultimately, they get something out of it. But let's face it, the addictions that we can fall into eventually will hurt us, damage us. So, Connie, I would encourage you to talk to someone, maybe that 800 number, or find someone to talk to. But you need to tell him, that husband that you said is a follower of Christ, tell him what this is doing to you, what his gambling is doing to your marriage, what it's doing to your finances. And you need to just tell him straight up that this is a problem, something you expect that he's got to deal with, because the ultimate end of this is not good. For you, for your marriage, and for your family. And then just a really practical thing, I would say to anybody, if you have someone who has an addiction to gambling, you better know where your money is. If you're married, you better have some sort of a way of keeping track of that. I think that's really critical. I mean, I've talked to dozens of people over the years. He drained our bank account. She drained our bank account. Everything is gone. I mean, this is and maybe that's not their intention, obviously. But in a marriage, you need to know what's going on. That's important. Okay. All right, we're talking marriage today, real life. 888-888-1717 is the number. Anna is in New Mexico. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Appreciate your call today. What's your question?
How to deal with anxiety and depression.
Are you talking to someone? Have you seen a counselor or a medical doctor?
I just started seeing a therapist, and I'm praying a lot more, but still hard to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on new medication. I just pray, and I listen to a lot of Christian music, and I try to count my blessings. But
yeah.
Any other advice you could give me would help.
Anna, has this been recent, or has this been an ongoing pattern for many years or some time in your life?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been seeing the counselor, and are you seeing them on a regular basis? And when did you start your medication?
The new medication I started about 3 weeks ago, and as also... my therapy started about 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing that one.
Have you found that to be helpful?
A little bit. I'm not waking up having so much panic attacks.
Yeah.
It's still hard dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can relate a little bit, and I've shared the story before that. And I think God just allowed this to be a part of my life when in my 30s, I had a stretch of time in my life where I had these panic attacks. And that's what I hear you're facing, which often, by the way, ties in with depression. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know why it ended. But they're pretty unnerving when you have those. And then I went into an episode for about a month, 6 weeks or so on, of depression. Again, I don't know where it came from. I don't know why I left. And I've always looked back and said, well, that was no fun, but God, I learned some things about telling myself the truth, that God, I know you're with me, even though I don't feel it, that I can't always trust my emotions. I know they'll lie to me. I learned when I was having those panic attacks myself that it was like, hey, I know this is going to pass. I just, you know, I know God's here. I just have to keep breathing and then be willing to talk about it and realize that God's with me. But it sounds like, Anna, you're doing the right thing. You're getting treatment. You're talking to your counselor. You're getting some medical treatment and giving it some time. As you know, it may take some time for all of that to come together, but staying the course. And do you have a support system that you have a chance to talk to as well and kind of supporting you when you have needs?
Yes, I have a great group of friends and my family. My friends keep showing up, not letting me be alone.
That's good.
Yes, a lot of love.
That's good. That's a really powerful thing. Would it be all right if I prayed with you and ask our listeners to be praying for you as you continue to get treatment for this and stay in touch with those yes. Counselors when you have an episode or you say, hey, I really, you know, you just... be in touch with the people you need to be in touch with, okay?
Okay.
All right, can I pray with you?
Yes.
All right, Lord, I do pray for Anna because her situation with depression and anxiety is not unfamiliar to even some of the biblical characters that we see. And you're very close to her. You love her. You know what she's going through. I pray that you would encourage her today, fill her life with the truth, as she listens to the music and the words and the things that she hears on the radio and people that speak into her life, that she'll be encouraged. And realize, as your word says, that you never leave us, you never forsake us. You are our comforter. You are our surety, our safety, and that we can count on you. Give her that encouragement today, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Anna, listen, we're here. We want to talk. We're here. We love you. Stay in touch with the people there closest to you that love you and keep following through with that counselor and the support you're getting, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You got a lot of people praying for you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Every question we ask in life has the power to set us up or set us free. In Dr. Randy's teaching titled The Power of Questions, he unpacks the first question in the Bible and how the serpent used it to twist God's word and lead Adam and Eve astray.
God never told the woman she couldn't touch the fruit. There's already a deception that's occurring in this woman's mind, and Satan is setting her up.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets to listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. You say it so precisely and clearly for everybody to know that we are listener-supported. Your support helps us. Talk to Ann and others, thousands of people throughout the year and around the world online for our podcast and our publications and our books and the things that we create for the ministry. Everything goes back for the ministry. And so thank you for your support. And I was looking at the income, and frankly, we've been a little bit behind where we need to be for Intentional Living. And we're not going to borrow a dime. I told the team, we don't borrow a dime to operate the ministry. Everything comes in, we use to go back out, cover costs, get us, you know, on the radio and satellite and all those kinds of things that we do. And so thank you for your support. Your generous support. Think about it, $1 a day. You can invest in the lives of someone. And when many people do that, a little bit from a lot puts us over the top, was one of my former friends used to say, Mel Johnson. And that's true. He's still my friend, by the way, but he's in heaven now. But you know, your support makes a difference. And if you could join us, we'd appreciate it. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, and our team would be glad to talk to you. Or you can go to theintentionallife.com. I just wanted to follow up a little bit. So many of you, like Ann, are dealing with anxiety and depression. And I want to be really clear. That's not always a spiritual problem, okay? It isn't like God's abandoned you or you're a bad person and Christians get depressed. We can see it in Scripture. We got some of the characters in the Bible, some of the greatest men in Scripture we see struggled with this. It comes from lots of different things, brain chemistry, fatigue. That's why I asked Anna, was there some situation that sort of set this off? Some people deal with it more than others. And those who've never had episodes of anxiety and depression, it's easy to say, snap out of it. Well, it's not that easy. And so we love you guys if you're dealing with that today. And God loves you, more importantly. And that's why our ministry is here. One of the things that we believe through our ministry and our music and the radio and all the things that we do, we're here to affirm your faith, remind you that there's hope in Christ, and then equip you to live intentionally, even when things aren't going so well. That's why we're here. Talking marriage today, lines open to you, 888-888-1717 for your questions. Pamela in Georgia. Hi there.
Hi, this is Pamela. I have a question for the doctor. Is that the will of the Lord for my marriage? We've been together for, me and my husband, Jason, have been together for 33 years. And when I heard that, I just kind of thought, I just wanted to call and just have you pray with me and see if you could get an answer.
Okay, let me see. You've been married 33 years?
Well, actually, we were together when I was 13 and he was 15, and then we got married in year 2000, mm-hmm. and we grew up together and had children, and we have grandchildren, and it's actually been 35 years now, but we have been split up for 5 years.
What do you mean split up?
And work on it for three. Yes, we split up. Excuse me?
When you say split up, like he's with someone else and you're with someone else, or what?
Yeah, he is now with someone else, and I have my own place, and I have for a couple of years now, and I'm still alone, but I'm just with the will of the Lord.
Well, let me see if I understand this, Pamela. Your husband left you and is now remarried or with just living with another woman?
No, actually, we kind of had a For the first, we got in an argument, and we were just actually, usually when we get in an argument, we would make up the next day. And our love, you know, we always grew together every time in life, through teenagers and adulthood, we grew, and we went to church, and we seek the Lord, and Jason also is Christian, and but when this tribulation came in our life, it's just like the enemy binded, you know, when he says the chemists and binds a strong man of the household.
Okay, Pamela, let me see if I can. I hear you, but I want to ask a couple of questions important for me to so I can kind of track with you. He left you, and he's living with another woman right now.
Yes, right. He is actually with another woman. And has been for, I don't know, maybe for 4 to 6 months, I guess.
Okay. And he's not interested in rebuilding your marriage? You've been 5 years doing this, and he's saying, hey, I don't want to make the marriage work?
Well, it was kind of sneaky the way the woman done it. It was.
No, I just want to know where your husband is. Pamela, I want to know about your husband. Is your husband want this marriage to work?
Well, that's why I seek the Lord and let the Lord put us back together, because I'm not chasing after him. I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I have a life, and I have children, I have grandchildren.
That's right. So you have things that are important to you that you need to focus on. Pamela, you asked me to pray with you. I'm going to do that. But here's what I hear. Something happened, and you guys have gone in separate ways, and there doesn't seem to be a lot going on to rebuild the marriage after 5 years is sort of a hint. There's a problem here, right? And my encouragement to you, Pamela, is real clear. One is you need to get a support group for yourself. You need to continue to pray for your husband that God will do whatever he needs to do in his life, and then focus on doing in your life, being intentional in your life to follow God, to make him preeminent in your life. And don't focus on what's not happening after 5 years in your marriage, because you can't change that. Apparently, if your husband's involved with someone else and whatever. And so my encouragement is that you really, as you say, you seek God, but in the process, don't stay stuck. I always tell people, when you're separated, this is the time to keep moving in a healthy way, building your life, building your physical life, building your spiritual life, emotional life, financial life, putting the right kind of friends in place, seeking God, growing, and don't wait. Don't get stuck. I think sometimes we get stuck in life. Something happens and we kind of get stuck. And in the process, that inertia sets in and keeps us from really experiencing God's best for our life. Let me pray with you, Pamela. Lord, I do pray for Pamela. I know many others who are feeling stuck today. And we know that your word is that, as we said earlier in a prayer, that you never leave us, forsake us, you're always there. And I just pray that you'll be with Pamela. She's got a tender heart and a sweet spirit. And it sounds like she just really wants to know what your will is for her. Make that clear to her in some powerful, persuasive, personal way for her. And for her husband, don't know what's going on, Lord, but you do. And if he claims to be a believer, a follower, he's your child. And those you love, you discipline, you tell us that. And so we pray that you'll move in their lives and their marriage and do the things that will bring them close to you first, and then perhaps if it's to be in your will that the two of them could in some way restore that relationship. After all this damage, we know that you're a healer. And we pray for that in Christ's name. Amen. All right. Talking hurt today, it sounds like, doesn't it, Jennifer? A lot of hurt. Tell you what, let's take another quick break. We come back, got some interesting calls coming up, and get to yours as well. 888-888-1717. Pilate, he was asking, what is truth? You know, we could camp on that question for a long time, couldn't we? We have Job 14:14. If a man die, shall he live again? Now, that question bears answering. Because whatever answer you give to that question will determine the future of your life. I mean, if you either believe after we die, there's more or there's not. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month. You know, the questions we ask matter. They make a difference. Here's the bottom line. We ask better questions, we may get better answers. If we don't ask good questions or any questions, we just keep doing the same thing. And as Einstein says, that leads to insanity. That's really a form of it, isn't it? Thinking it's going to change if we keep doing the same thing. We're here and we love you. The mission of intentional living is very clear. We want you to experience, we want to help you, encourage you to experience your life the way God intended. His intention for you is good. He loves you. He's your daddy if you're his child. And let's face it, so often we dig a pit and jump in. Come on, I've done it too. And in the process, we can kind of get lost or get stuck instead of keeping moving and being intentional, saying, God, there's got to be a better plan, better path here. And there is, and that's why we talk about this. If you're up to your ears in debt, there's a better plan. If you're up to your ears in problems in communication, there's a better plan. God has a better way. There's an intention there that you can follow, make a difference in your life. And we're here just to ask some questions and love on you and give you some things that we've experienced to help you in the process of living intentionally in Christ. Okay, let's go. Michael in Michigan. Hi there, Michael. How are you? Hello, Michael. Are you there? All right. Apparently not. Let's get back to Michael. Allie is in Kansas. Hi, Allie. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Go right ahead. Good. Sounds like you wanted to comment on Anna's call, who was struggling about depression and anxiety. Help her.
Yeah, I just had one other little suggestion, if you might.
Sure.
I know that you mentioned that anxiety and depression isn't always spiritual, and mm-hmm. I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say that sometimes it can be hormonal, especially for a female. I don't know if Anna has ever had her hormone levels checked, but that can also lead to a lot of anxiety and depression mm-hmm. in females especially. And I know this because my 20-year-old daughter was struggling with depression. And when we had her hormone levels checked, and this is important, not by a medical doctor, but by a hormone specialist, they were reading of that of a postmenopausal woman.
Wow.
Which would have put her age range at, you know, between 45, 55. And again, she was 20 years old. So there was a reason that, in my daughter's case, that she was feeling that way. It's because her hormones were so low, they were not registering for her age level. And I didn't know if Anna had ever thought about something like that, but it definitely would be worth checking into.
Yeah, that's really good. Good reminder. We always tell people we should, and we try to, whenever a person says they have anxiety and depression, to make sure they're getting a good physical examination and blood work and understanding, because it's very true. I mean, let's face it, depression's coming from our brain, and that's part of our body.
Right.
Right? And so right. Getting a good physical check can be helpful in the process. Great reminder. How's your daughter today?
Well, She's doing a lot better. They've got her going the homeopathic route, using a lot of like vitamins. That's where they like to start. But already I can tell a difference in her attitude. And a medical doctor had put her on birth control, and the hormone doctor said, no. That's not what we want to do with kids that are this age. And I realize, you know, Anna's probably older than my daughter, but they basically said, you're not doing anything to fix the hormones when you're just throwing pills at it.
Boy, that's very true, for sure. All right. Well, Allie, thank you for sharing that. I hope she is not listening and going to get some medical check.
Hopefully so.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for your call today from Kansas.
Alrighty, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. We love you all in Kansas. Super Bowl didn't work out so well. that was a real shocker. A real shocker. And anyway. We're talking about life today, and I just got the sign. I got 1 minute, and then I'm out of here. Here's what I'd like to do. We've got callers coming in. I want to talk to you. We're going to just talk to you all off air here and record. And then we put a program together and it'll air on next Monday. So if you have a question for me, I'd love to talk to you. Talk about what intentional living is in terms of your relationship with Christ. If we can encourage you and something going on in your marriage, that's why we're here. We love you guys. We want the best for you. So hang on down. I'll get to you in a moment, okay? I'd like to talk to you there in Michigan. Our phone number is open. 888-888-1717 is the number. If you're new, Intentional Living is a solution-focused ministry. We believe that when God shares His intentions for you, which are good, He loves you, and when we align our daily intentions to what God's intention is for us, we're going to experience more freedom and peace and purpose and direction in our life. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're running out of time today, but on the show we're recording for next Monday, I'm going to go through what are the four steps of intentional living. Four things that we believe you can do on a regular basis that can make a huge difference, not only in marriage, but in your finances, in your relationships at work, and frankly, in your own spiritual walk with Christ. We'll get to that when we record that show. Plus, we'll be back again tomorrow, right? We'll be here live tomorrow. Hope you come and join us. My name, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, coming to you from Tucson, our ministry headquarters for Intentional Life Media.